My guest at this time is Richard Thompson. He's the president and chief counsel at the Thomas More Law Center in Michigan. Mr. Thompson is the lead counsel in the defense of Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Dooley, a 1994 graduate of West Point, a highly decorated combat veteran, but he's recently been severely disciplined for the way he taught a course on Islamic radicalism at the Joint Forces Staff College of the National Defense University. The charge was that it was offensive to Muslims. As a result, he was fired from his position and given what's called an ordered negative officer evaluation report, which is very detrimental to a career. Mr. Thompson is alleging that this is simply unfair and that this was an act of political correctness gone way too far on the part of the Pentagon. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
What exactly was he teaching?
Well, he was teaching a course. It was entitled Perspectives on Islam and Islamic Radicalism. It was a course that had been going on at the National Defense University since 2004. His superiors knew what the course was all about, and in fact, the first time they evaluated him, gave him an officer evaluation report as an instructor there, they rated him outstanding, indicated that he should be moved as quickly as possible to a command position, that the school and the students considered him the most outstanding instructor, and in fact were asking for his course by name. So with all of that, without any kind of indication from his superiors at the National Defense University that he was doing anything wrong, all at once, out of the blue, because of a October 2011 letter that was sent to the Department of Defense by 57 Muslim organizations saying that we want all training material purged of anything that is offensive to Muslims or Islam, and that any of the instructors that use such training materials should be disciplined. It's a result of that letter that General Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, came down, it reached in, and looked at that course because he got information from an individual that wasn't even a member or enrolled in that course, and then held a public news conference covered by C-SPAN and publicly excoriated Lieutenant Colonel Dooley, of course, who had no opportunity to defend himself at that point, indicated that what Lieutenant Colonel Dooley did was offensive, it was not professional, and stopped the teaching of that course, ordered another review of all courses at the National Defense University and every other command establishment that had educational programs, and then ordered, as you indicated, a negative officer evaluation report, which basically is the death knell for a officer's career. Now, up until that time, as you indicated, he was a 1994 graduate of West Point. He was the aide-de-camp to three different generals. Every one of his OERs, his officer evaluation reports up to that time, had him listed as outstanding and must promote until this incident occurred, which basically is political correctness run amok in the military, and I may say at the higher echelons of the military in the Pentagon, because I think, based upon all the comments that we're getting, the enlisted men, colonels and lieutenant colonels and below, all understand that political correctness is ruining the effort of our war-fighting machine, because if we cannot accurately identify who the enemy is to our own troops, we will ultimately lose that war. Now, we saw what happened at Fort Hood back in 2009 when Nidal Hassan, yelling Allah Akbar, gunned down over 40 of his fellow soldiers. And we had at that time knowledge of this major, American-born, who had gone off the reservation. But none of the officers above him wanted to say anything because they were afraid they may be branded as an Islamophobe. The FBI didn't want to investigate because even though they had information that was sent to them from the San Diego office to the Washington, D.C. office, they didn't want to investigate because they would not be considered culturally sensitive. As a result, American soldiers died and several were wounded. And that's the kind of political correctness that's going to destroy the war-fighting ability of our combat soldiers. That's what's so dangerous about that.
We're talking with Richard Thompson, President and Chief Counsel of the Thomas More Law Center. He's representing Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Dooley. Just a couple of points of clarification here, just in case our listeners are wondering here, Richard. First of all, as you pointed out, I just want to make sure we understood this correctly. The course that Lieutenant Colonel Dooley was teaching was not one that he created, and he had not changed it in any meaningful way, and he had been positively reviewed for the way he taught it in the past, correct?
Absolutely. The only changes that were made were changes that as they went on and they got student feedback, like any good instructor, they would alter it a little bit. But the basic course was the same outside lecturers that came in to give their expert knowledge were the ones that were approved by the National Defense University. So he was going along doing what he thought was following orders. There was never any order. Prior to General Dempsey's public attack on him, Lieutenant Colonel Dooley received no order to change the course. And one of the things I say is that if at some point General Dempsey thought that the course was wrong or someone above Lieutenant Colonel Dooley thought the course was wrong, the appropriate response would have been bring him in the office, say, Matt, we want you to change the course a little bit, and he would have done it. This is his whole career. He has always loyally followed the chain of command, loyally done what his superiors have asked him to do, and now they're throwing him under the bus because of political correctness. They're afraid that maybe someone in the White House is going to get upset because the Muslim community may be upset with what he's saying.
So he had no advanced warning that there was any problem with this course. One of the things that I've read in association with this case, Mr. Thompson, is that part of the course basically instructed that if you look at Islam in its purest form, the contention was made in the course that radical Islam is not radical. That's what Islam was intended to be from its founding, and therefore Islam in general is the enemy. Is that an accurate description of what was being taught in this course?
Not really. The way you have to look at this course is this course was not being taught to college freshmen. This course was being taught to senior officers, lieutenant colonels, colonels, and above. And it was basically a course of discussion. It was 16 hours. And what they were doing is discussing various scenarios that these officers might come across. And what you're having was, okay, this is the scenario. For example, a hypothetical, a nuclear weapon is exploded in New York. Thousands of Americans are killed. Okay, you're the senior officer, and the president turns to you and say, "What shall I do?" And of course, you have options from doing nothing to actually declaring war on Islam and its holy sites, and taking action from there. It was a discussion. It was a dynamic discussion that they were having. Lieutenant Colonel Dooley did not advocate any of the things that some of the media has indicated that he advocated. It was some discussion points that were going on. There were the officers were giving pros and cons on various alternative solutions to it. He always said, and he had a slide that said basically that these are not Department of Defense policies. There's a slide that basically says that. And so someone took a slide out of context that had some of the language that you just indicated, Greg, and said, well, this is what Lieutenant Colonel Dooley is advocating. Absolutely false. And I think that at the end of the day, we're going to be able to show that. But at this time, General Dempsey, with only a preliminary review, immediately branded him as an individual that's unprofessional and was making outrageous statements. Not true.
Richard, where do you take this to court, and what exactly are you asking for?
Well, number one, there is an administrative procedure going on right now by Lieutenant Colonel Dooley's JAG-appointed officer. They're appealing and rebutting the negative OER that's out there. trying to overturn that. I'm told it'll be tough to do that because once the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff makes known his public opinion, everyone's going to get in line. We'll give it a couple of weeks or a month, and then we will go into federal court and ask a federal judge to overturn this because two things. Number one, Lieutenant Colonel Dooley does have rights of free speech and and academic freedom under our Constitution as it is. But in addition to that, the National Defense University had its own regulations that protected its instructors' right to free speech and academic freedom, and specifically said that it is important for the national security for teachers, instructors, to be able to discuss without any kind of censure the truth. And regulations said direct intervention by elected or appointed officials, political parties, or pressure groups regarding determination of the curricula, content, or policies inject factors which are often inimical to the fulfillment of an institution's mission. And the other thing was, according to the Army's own regulations, if there was a potential violation of the university's policies, that was supposed to be handled by the university's provost. That's a part of the regulation. They didn't even allow the university's provost to get involved. The general, from his perch in the Pentagon, decided he was going to take care of the situation, eliminating all the regulations that put in place for the defense of free speech and academic freedom. So I think a federal court would look upon our lawsuit, if we have to file it, with favor, because not only are there violations of the Constitution, but there are also violations of the Department of Army's own regulations.
Well, a lot of people just starting to learn about this case, even though it's been out there for a few months now. Richard, thank you very much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Greg.
Richard Thompson is President and Chief Counsel at the Thomas More Law Center in Michigan. He's the lead counsel for Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Dooley in the case of him being fired over allegedly being offensive to Muslims and a course that the military had designed on Islamic radicalism. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.